Alrighty then. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending upon where you are in the world right now. This is Larry Kimpel, and I am here with the lovely Dr. Kim Kimpel. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Welcome to Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Kim. And this is the Dr. Kim Show, in case you didn't know. You know, it's like they say on airplanes, this will be your final time to be able to get off of here. So if you're,
is that what they say now?
They say, yes, if Tampa Bay is not in your travel plans, this is a good time to get off.
Right. So if you weren't tuned in for Dr. Kim.
Yes. You might want to go listen to sports talk radio or something, because we're talking about health and wellness and how that affects your life and your relationships here. So anyway, without further ado, Dr. Kim, what are we going to be, which essential oil from doTERRA are we going to be talking about today?
Frankincense.
Ah.
The infamous frankincense.
Yes, yes, yes. Very, 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 very powerful. Deep oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say if it was good enough for Jesus, it was good enough for me.
Preach, daughter.
Yeah. You know, I think the first thing I think about frankincense is that, and since we've been using the oils, learning about the oils, researching the oils, frankincense always comes up as the number one oil. When in doubt, use frankincense. It's one of those oils that in Bible times, when the wise men, whatever faith you believe in, you know, or whatever you believe, when the wise men came, they brought frankincense and myrrh to Jesus. And actually, we have myrrh as well, but today is about frankincense. But in the biblical times and in history, frankincense was more valuable than gold.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that is that valuable, you know, we think about gold or silver or anything, any metal, we always think of that being definitely more valuable than an oil.
Right.
But people would steal the frankincense and leave the gold.
Yes,
there's stories about that.
In,
yeah.
Yeah, in the Egyptian
yeah,
pyramids. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about today. And frankincense, doTERRA's frankincense, comes from Somalia.
Ah.
Yes, Somalia, Africa. And so interesting. And let me tell you a little bit about it. It's renowned as one of the most prized and precious essential oils. Frankincense has extraordinary internal and external health benefits. In addition to its notoriety in the New Testament, the Babylonians and Assyrians would burn frankincense in religious ceremonies, and the ancient Egyptians used frankincense resin for everything from perfume to salves for soothing skin. This centuries-old knowledge contributes to the modern use of frankincense today. Its soothing and beautifying properties are used to rejuvenate skin and reduce the appearance of scars and stretch marks. As the king of oils, frankincense is known to promote cellular health and immunity and can be consumed daily for these internal benefits. It also promotes a healthy inflammatory response and acts as an overall tonic to the body system, helping them function optimally. When inhaled or diffused, frankincense induces feelings of peace, relaxation, satisfaction, and overall wellness.
Mm-hmm.
It even sounds deep, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. Frankincense is used under the tongue. Well, we do it under the tongue every day, a couple to three drops a day. You can do it twice a day. I generally don't remember to do it at night, but I do it in the morning time. Frankincense is one of those oils that will penetrate the blood-brain barrier, which is really important for our stroke victims, our friends and family that have had cancer. If they are going through cancer, get them on frankincense. If they are in remission from cancer, get them on frankincense. Every day, frankincense, two and three times a day. There have been studies and stories about frankincense literally changing changing the results or the outcomes of reports that people have gotten by using frankincense. We had a story. We gave some frankincense to your boss and mm-hmm. had him use it because it also is known to remove. I'm going to tell you some other things, but some of the things that we've heard about and know about, nodules and polyps.
Yes.
And one of the stories that I read, a woman had polyps in hers happened to be in her nose. They were so bad, she couldn't breathe. And so she'd gone to the doctor and done all this stuff. And I guess at some point in time, she started using frankincense and, didn't realize it, but her breathing had gotten better. And when she went back to the doctor said she had to redo the report because she mm-hmm. couldn't believe that they were gone.
Right.
There's been studies where people have literally either coughed up or blown out the polyps. I mean, that's not a great visual, but that's how effective it has been. And the results that you had, just giving it to your boss for mm-hmm. just using the little sample,
right,
there was a difference.
Absolutely.
Absolute difference mm-hmm. that not only you noticed, he noticed, and mm-hmm. others around him noticed.
Yes.
So, so it's important that, again, we cannot stress enough, when you get your hands on these oils, if you don't have your hands on these oils and you want to get your hands on these oils, use them. It's so funny to me that people buy things or we invest in things and then we don't use them. Right. And frankincense is one of those that you have got to use. I have our aunt on it because she, number one, had Bell palsy, but also has hepatitis C. That was diagnosed years ago. Can't figure out where she got it, and it's not doing anything. But I told her, rub the frankincense on the area of the liver and putting it under her tongue. She had a scab on her head. It went away. That mm-hmm. was, you know, just mm-hmm. just amazing results with frankincense. Oh, yeah. Frankincense, your application, you can use it aromatically, topically, or internally. And it is one of those oils that is safe on the skin. If you are sensitive, you want to dilute it, but it doesn't. It's not like we talked about oregano last week and it's so hot. This one is right. very, very light. So if you don't have any problems, that's fine. It has a warm, spicy, clean feel to it. The primary benefits is it helps build and maintain a healthy immune system. That's why you take it internally every day. Promotes cellular health and reduces the appearances of scars and stretch marks. You know, the other person that I had given frankincense to was my dad. He was going through a situation where he'd had a stroke some years ago, pretty severe. He had a couple of them within a 24-hour period, and the second one was a little scary for us. He came through them fine, no issues or anything, but I started noticing that he would have a stroke and then have some type of bowel or stomach issue. And the last issue he had, actually, when we first started using the oils, was it was a bleeding ulcer they found out. He passed out and mm-hmm. we had all this blood and they couldn't figure out where it was. And when they did it, they found out it was a bleeding ulcer. Well, I'm not that kind of a doctor, but I began to think, okay, there must be some kind of correlation between stroke, bleeding, because some of the medication for his stroke was affecting mm-hmm. the ulcer.
Right.
And so I immediately started getting him using the frankincense. He won't, let me be honest with you, he won't put it under his tongue, but at least on the brainstem, if you've got somebody who has an affinity to taste or doesn't want to use it, put it on the brainstem because it will penetrate that brain blood barrier, which is huge.
Right. Within 30 seconds.
Yeah. Actually. Just amazing. Yeah. So they talk about some of the history of evil spirits and obsessions and fears and anxieties, which become manifested in physical illnesses. We understand the benefits of applying frankincense for all occasions. It's analgesic. It's antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, antidepressant, astringent. It relieves gas. It's stimulating the regeneration of cells, digestive, diuretic, expectorant, sedative, immune-boosting tonic, and anti-carcinogenic. Frankincense is the most valuable essential oil for slowing and deepening breathing, helping to ally fear, anxiety, nervous tension, and stress. It literally smells divine. And was traditionally burned as an offering to the gods. Interesting that they still burn frankincense in some of the churches, mm-hmm. and some cultures still burn frankincense. Sure. Useful in massage and bath oils, frankincense is also good in insulation, diffusers, and mood blends. It counteracts respiratory problems and is useful in treating colds, bronchitis, asthma, coughs, and sore throats. So you'll notice a lot of the oils, we talked about this, have similar uses. You can use them in different ways. And some of them work better for some things and for some people. It's just like if you were going to the doctor and the doctor said, well, if this medication doesn't work, we'll try another one. Because all of our bodies and our chemistries are different. And what works for me may not work for you. What works for Larry may not work for me. And so you want to check that. But the oils that we have been discussing these first few weeks are the top 10 that come in any kit. And they're the oils that you want to have in your medicine cabinet. We call them your medicine cabinet makeover. Things that you can take out, remove from your medicine cabinet and replace with the essential oils because of what they're documented for. It says frankincense has been documented all over the world to have a very strong cancer deterrent factor. Nicole Stevens has produced current research on effectiveness of essential oils with eliminating cancer, and it's published available on Aroma Tools if you want more information about that. Dr. Lin published his research on doTERRA's frankincense, clearly stating that in eliminating many forms of cancerous cells, this is the most potent and effective oil he has had the privilege of working with. So this is a medical doctor that's using frankincense. The fragrance made him more energetic too. One of the gifts of frankincense is its chemistry. It can cross the blood-brain barrier and facilitates oxygenation. That's a tough word. Of cells for optimal communication at the cellular level. In a study that has already triggered follow-up work, they were shown to increase the number of certain receptors in the brain and are now considered prospects for treatment for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and schizophrenia.
Nice.
Frankincense, sandalwood, valeria, myrrh, and vivitor research. Skin treated with these allows polar compounds such as water to penetrate more effectively. And we talked about the spiritual aspects of frankincense. Also in skincare, it's particularly helpful for older skins and has definite tonic effect, helping to restore some tone to slack looking facial skin and slowing down the appearances of wrinkles. Frankincense is safe to use during pregnancy. So there was a couple of them that really struck me with the use of frankincense, because I've heard, this is one of those oils that I've heard more and more studies and stories about, that's just been incredible. But I want to share a couple with you because I didn't know this, but one of them is talking about end of life care. So our hospice patients. And it says frankincense diffused 15 minutes each hour in a room of hospice patients helps with breathing, clarity, and emotional well-being of the patient. It supports family and friends in keeping priorities clear and emotions balanced in passing stages. I thought that was really, really important and really insightful, in that when we talk about the relationships and illness, and especially when someone is dying and they're in hospice and the mood of the room, you know, especially if there isn't a strong faith, or if there has been some animosity or some negativity, this one oil can eliminate some of that. It's just amazing. It allows mind of patient to be more clear, even when on heavy pain medication. Applying frankincense to throat, neck, and chest relieves anxiety and helps with simple expressions of love and appreciation. Also allows persons to keep fluids down, and when frankincense is mixed with lemon oil, is a great relief for mouth thickness and mucus that could gather in the throat and relieve mouth sores that can happen. So that's for people who are on hospice. And I was thinking about if there's any nurses out there that are dealing with doing hospice care, this might be something that you want to add to your repertoire. It works fine with what you're already doing, but if it helps with that that end of a life passing, that would be really cool. Stories about Alzheimer's. I love this one too. Alzheimer's disease and brain mysteries. Frankincense inside and out, diffuse, apply to the bridge of the nose, forehead, back of the neck, and inside the forearms. In capsules before meals and deep breathing techniques several times a day. Sometimes surprises occur. Mental clarity happens in spurts and gasps. Treasure it. Just inhaling this remarkable frankincense can reduce disorientation and help with long-term memory loss. There was a story that I read the kids of the parent, the mom was in a home and had Alzheimer's, and they kept getting calls as she was getting worse. You know, they'd go and they didn't know who she was, and they started using frankincense and the vitamins. With her, she was still able to take the vitamins. They took her out to lunch after just having her on it for a week, and she knew what day it was. She was happy, you know. She was talkative, and prior to that she was just kind of in that almost vegetative state. And it just continued, and so they continued to use it. So I think that's really cool. Parkinson's relief, frankincense diffused 10 minutes each hour in home and in room of client. Apply to the spine with coconut oil each morning and use the aroma touch technique twice a week to enhance communication of the nervous system. So again, it's one of those oils. It's almost like liquid gold is what I want to call it. it does so much for the body, because it is penetrating that blood-brain barrier. And again, as we talked about with oregano and some of the other oils, the body wants to heal itself. And right. So when you apply the frankincense to it, it's just amazing. So instant mind clarity. Frankincense, 3 drops in the palm of your hand, rubbed together to make warm, hold hands around nose and mouth, and inhale deeply 3 times. And allow the body to process for 3 minutes. So when you're kind of, you know, discombobulated, as I would call it, use it for that. It's good for antidepressant. It removes scars. There's a cold and flu chest rub. Just a lot of great things. There's letting go personal blend. There's a meditation blend. It supports emotional transition. Bell's palsy. It's the other thing our aunt has, and we've been trying to get her to just use it on the face. And even if it's been there for a while, it will help return that to normal. But again, you have to be willing to use it, and you have to do it consistently. We're not saying that you're going to see results tomorrow. Some people see instant relief. But it's kind of like we were talking about our weight and the process that we're going through with that. It didn't take us overnight to put this weight on, so I guess it's not going to go away overnight.
No, we don't want it to go away overnight.
Well, yeah, no, I do. I don't want to do that.
No, you wake up tomorrow and you ain't got what you had the night before, you would be terrified.
So. I'd be terrified?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, no. Gradual process.
Yeah, I guess he's right about that. But we live in this instant society. We want instant results, but we don't want to do the work or utilize the items that are out there to help us. But we need to. So,
right.
Frank, yeah. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. It's your turn.
No, I was gonna say that. Just to piggyback on what you just said, I read somewhere the other day that one of the problems that we're having in this country with the microwave society and everything, we're not satisfied mentally with who we are in the first place. So you can't get from the person that you are to the person that you want to be because you're not satisfied with the one that you got.
That's good.
You know, and the person that's in the person that you want to be is inside the person that you ain't crazy about. Right. So you have to kind of get to a place where you're okay with who you are, but you know you're on your way to the next person,
right?
To the transformation. But it was an interesting thing. I can't remember where I read it, but I was like, man, that's
good.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know? And with the oils, in line with that. You can just diffuse these oils, have them going in the air, or like it said, just putting it in the, rubbing in the palm of your hand and allowing it to sink in. You know, the mood can change that quickly. Yeah. You know, I think we mentioned on one of the shows that because we diffuse every day, sometimes it's the same thing, sometimes it's different things, but we diffuse in our home every day. And so when people are in here, they notice a difference. And they've said that, you know, why did I feel so calm when I was in your house? You know, why? You know, so you want to diffuse things that, pardon me, that that lift your spirit, you know, so you, like you said, so you can get to that person you want to be. And so you can find out who you are. But you've got to be satisfied in that moment and realize that you're in that place for a reason. There's something you need to learn here. And then once you learn that, you can move on to the next level. But take the good with the bad, really. It really is, because there's things about each of us that we don't like. And we don't have to focus on those things. We can focus on what we do want. But learn from those things. You know, there are things about myself, you know, I'm learning that regardless to how I feel about my physical body, speaking the negativity doesn't help that.
Correct.
And so I have to, I don't have to be happy with it. And I don't have to be content in it, but I can be happy with who Kim is and that I'm transforming into the physical is transforming into what in my mind I want. And it's helpful to have people around you and supporting you in that. If you remind me next week, I want to share with them those 10 things that you printed out for. Because it reminds me of what we're doing with the oils and trying to make it a whole person. It's not just about and I think that's with anything. It's you cannot show up for a doctor's appointment, an oil experience, to your job, on a date. You can't just show up and not be willing to do the work.
Right.
Because in order to get to where you want to be, there is some work involved. And so if you show up to work and just think you're going to get a paycheck and you're not willing to do the work, that's worthless. You show up to the doctor's office, he gives you a medication or gives you a regimen, whether it's to eat more fruits and vegetables to reduce your weight or to just control your blood sugar. You can't just show up, take the prescription and not do the work or not take the prescription.
Right.
Same thing with an oil experience. You can't just show up, open a bottle of oil and think that it's going to change it. You know, opening the bottle of oil and inhaling it and experiencing it is a great experience, but you've got to go further than that.
Right.
You know, you can't just show up on a date and think this is the man or the woman of your dreams and not have a conversation with them, not be present in the moment, not experience the time together. You know, you can't just show up in your marriage and not expect to do some work. There's work involved in being married. I'm sorry, people don't want to believe that, but there's work in being married. You know, you've got to communicate. You know, there's day-to-day things, there's roles, there's understanding and give and take, and you know, so you've got to show up in those moments and do something. You can't just show up and expect that it's going to be perfect. And I think that's what a lot of us have done. And it's the same thing with these oils. They show up to the door and we think, oh, it's all going to be great. It's kind of like, I think I've told this story before, but I had a woman I signed up at Jazzercise almost a year ago now. And when she finished signing the paperwork, she said, now you're going to make me you're going to make me thin, or you're going to make me. And I was like, you got to show up. You know, you can't just sign up at a gym and not come back to class and work out or lift the weights or do the stepper or take a yoga class, whatever it is, and expect for it to happen.
Yeah, it's like Earl Nightingale's bring me the heat and then I'll bring the wood.
Exactly.
Yeah, give me the heat and then I'll bring the wood.
Yeah, you got to get the wood there and then light the, you know, it's crazy. But that's how we think. You know, a lot of us, I mean, I'm even guilty of it. I was like, why isn't this working? I'm sitting here at this desk. Now, granted, sometimes for a lot of us, all we can do is show up in that moment. And if that's a small step that you have to do, I'm reading this book right now. I can't even remember the title of it. But she's talking about that, taking incremental steps, just small steps. And one of the things she said, for a while there, she wanted to work out every day and she knew that that was not the reality for her. And so she had this whole process she goes through to get to work out in the morning. Mm. And one of the things was waking up at 6:30. So she had to set the alarm. She had to move the clock. She had to work it into our schedule. But one of the things that she did was she said, even when she wasn't able to work out that 30 minutes or whatever time it was, she did 10 minutes or she did 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And she said, and when she's not feeling well and she can't physically get up, mm-hmm. in her mind, which I thought was so incredible, in her mind, she's going through the workout, mm-hmm. as she's laying in bed. And I thought, mm-hmm. wow, that's powerful, mm-hmm. because those little steps that got her to making it a habit,
right.
when the habit can't happen, you still yearn for it.
Right.
You know, it's even as much as I complain about working out and exercise, I've been jazzercising now for about 8 years, maybe 9 years. Mm-hmm. And when I don't do it, I crave it. I'm mm-hmm. like, wow, something's missing in my life. You know, I still complain all the whole hour that I'm there, but I enjoy that because now it's a part of my routine. It's a habit for me, mm-hmm. to go and experience the camaraderie, to dance, to feel the, sometimes being in the presence of it,
mm-hmm.
it does it. You know, I'm working on trying to, I've got 2 desks in our home, and 2 offices. And one of my things right now is to sit 30 seconds at the other desk, because I don't even sit at the other desk. So that's my new thing. My husband didn't even know that, but every day I sit there for at least 30 seconds. So it's trying to form that habit so that I'll spend some time at that desk doing whatever it is that I need to do at that desk. But right now, that's all I got, is that 30 seconds. Mm. And that's what's going to begin to create that habit for me. So whatever it is, I want to encourage you to do that. And if that means that every day you open your bottle of your oil and you inhale it, or you diffuse it, or you put it, and frankincense is one of those oils that once you open it, just put it on the back of your neck. If you cannot put it under your tongue, just put some drops down the back of your neck, but be consistent with it and do it every day. I mean, I really want you to do it every day. I want to read this to you because I just thought it was beautiful. It says, frankincense is an amazing gift. It helps the cells of our bodies remember how to be perfect again, as our original DNA RNA recipe was written. Frankincense seems to be the mastermind of oils. It makes everything remember how to be perfect. The cells, the tissue, the organs, the system, whole body, even our minds and hearts, if we allow cooperation with Mother Nature. Diffuse, ingest, apply. Use in suppositories for direct delivery to areas of concern. Blend with our lotions and creams and apply for reclaiming youth. Spritz in groups and crowds to raise the level of optimism within a crowd or holiday gatherings. Use in blends for enhancing clarity, attitude, detoxing mentally and physically. Boost the immune system, even in the autoimmune diseases, as frankincense is the smart oil, helps with Crohn's and digestive diseases, heart disorders of all kind, liver concerns, and rejuvenating new cells, cirrhosis recovery, quantum healing for entire body. Frankincense is good for everything. I love that because It is. It's a gift to return us to where, how God made us and wanted us all to be. And so I want to encourage you to get some frankincense and start using it every single day. So you got anything to add, my dear?
Well, people can find out more information about the frankincense and the other oils at our website, which is www.kimandlarry.giftoftheearth.com, and check us out on the on Facebook at www.facebook.com/giftoftheearth.
Very good. And we'll post information about frankincense for you so you can take a look at it. I so wish we got to invent a smell button. I want a smell button. Right. You know, if they can they can send a man to the moon, I ought to be able to get a smell button.
Well, that's true.
That's true, that's right? True.
I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg's working on it on
Facebook.
Okay,
all right. Well, let's work on that. Let's work on that. Well, until next week, we wish you a healthy and happy life. And please share any questions, comments with us. But be well.
Thanks, you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I almost forgot. I wanted to let everyone know Larry and I are going to start hosting some classes. We call them classes in doTERRA. And so if you're local and you want to learn more about doTERRA and you actually want to have an oil experience, we're going to be having our first one on Wednesday, July 1st. It's a Wednesday evening at 6:00, and we'll be posting on Facebook where that's going to be. So if you're interested and you haven't heard back from us, or we forgot to post it, please let us know. But it will be on Wednesday, July 1st at 6 p.m. And you'll get an opportunity to experience the oils that we've talked about, see some videos and hear some personal experiences. And I'm going to do my best to make something with one of the oils and try to treat you to a treat. So we're going to be starting that on July 1st. I'm hesitating because I just can't believe it's almost July. I'm not ready. But we invite you to be a part of that. So we look forward to seeing you. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.